For generations, many parts of the U.S.-Mexico border have remained easy to cross for American citizens who want to explore what Mexico has to offer tourists. For instance, at Big Bend National Park in West Texas, visiting the border town of Boquillas del Carmen is simple. All tourists need to do is greet a single U.S. Border Patrol agent and scan their U.S. passport into a kiosk. Then Americans are free to walk to the Rio Grande riverbank, where they'll typically find no shortage of Mexican guides willing to row them across to Boquillas del Carmen. One such guide, 40-year-old Carmelo Sandoval, told the Los Angeles Times that he's been rowing Americans to Mexico now for about 5 years. Sandoval said that he expects to help about 200 tourists across the river this week during the Christmas holidays. Once across the border, Americans have about a mile to walk until they get to Boquillas del Carmen, and more Mexican guides are typically waiting to offer a lift in pickup trucks and other vehicles. Once at Boquillas del Carmen, Americans are greeted by rows and rows of merchants selling souvenirs, merchandise, and native foods. According to the Los Angeles Times article, many of those merchants sell some type of merchandise with a two-word message: no wall. It is unclear what tourism impact a border wall between the United States and Mexico would have, as President Trump's campaign promise to build the wall is still in its early planning stages. As of yet, no announcements have been made about the closure of border crossing stations. But the last time the border crossing at Big Bend National Park closed, shortly after September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks, the effect on the border tourism industry was devastating. One tourist, Paul Dreyer, told the New York Times. Dreyer said, quote, "If there is a wall between Boquillas del Carmen and the U.S., that town would die."